showtime, folks.
That 590 show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Monday afternoon. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock590, and at JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 6:20 will be Shane Young from bballbreakdown.com. And then at 7:20, Bob Nightingale from USA Today to talk about the upcoming trade deadline that's a week away. All guests appear courtesy of the Bellman Automotive Group, BellmanCDJR.com. But very happy to have in studio with us today our good friend Lindsay Eversmeyer, general manager and owner of the Fire and Ice Soccer Club, fresh off their 2-0 victory over the GSI Pride. They are about to, they're on their way to California to play for the WPSL national title. Yep. Good to see you, my friend.
Thanks. Good to see you again, too.
Yeah, you came in just dancing and preening, and man, you're just still on cloud nine, aren't you?
I am, and I don't want to come down for a while. I like it up here. It's nice. It's nice winning.
Yeah, it's better than losing, right? You sound like Nuke LaLoosh in Bull Durham.
Yeah,
I just love bleeping winning.
Yes.
You know, like it's better than losing.
Yeah, nobody likes losing.
And this game was on Saturday, right? In the middle of the heat wave.
Well, the championship game was on Sunday, so we had two games. We had a doubleheader.
Okay, so you had a game on Saturday and then a game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Right.
That game on Saturday, that's almost dangerous to be playing out there in that heat, though.
It was, and luckily the referees are smart enough. They gave us water breaks halfway between the halves.
I would hope so. Yeah.
And I had
plenty
sprayers
of
and I had tons of water. I had like the weed sprayers, you know, like
the weed sprayers.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the ones for outside, you spray your weeds with them.
Okay.
The water, you know, you put chemical stuff in it, but use water.
You weren't using you weren't spraying the opponent though with weed. That's not how you won.
No.
You didn't poison the opponent.
No.
Okay. But but you're here because you have a GoFundMe page set up.
We do.
Because you're trying to get funds to get the team out to San Diego. You're trying to get the funds by Thursday so the team can be out there on Friday.
Yeah.
Because they're in the final four of the WPSL.
That's right.
Final four this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So give out the GoFundMe page.
I don't have the exact. Hold on, let me pull it up. Okay, not prepared.
Not prepared.
I'm still on cloud nine, haven't gotten off of it yet. I'll check. But I mean, if you go to our Facebook page, which is Fire Ice Soccer Club, it's on there, and so it's on Twitter as well.
Yeah, you can follow her on Twitter at @fire_and_ice_soccer_club.
Once again, the worst
Twitter handle ever. Yes, it is so awful.
Okay, so what do I tell them about the GoFundMe page? The address at the top?
Yeah, just tell them the GoFundMe and then search for what? Fire and Ice?
It says, help us get to the finals in Cali. That's the title of it.
That's the title of it. Okay,
so
go to GoFundMe.com and help get us to Cali.
Yep, help us get to the finals in Cali.
It's to me what the amazing thing is. You and I know we're talking about this earlier. Why St. Louis FC isn't helping you on this, I'll never know. Why aren't they helping you?
I guess you're going to have to ask them that.
Okay. Do you think it's like a jealousy thing?
I haven't asked. No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I mean, like,
no.
you play in Illinois. They play in Fenton. So it's not like you guys are playing like right next to each other and you're competing, you know, basically for the same kind of market.
No, different league, different type of players.
Absolutely.
No, we're just the other side of it, you know. That's it. I would love to have some support from them, you know, every once in a while.
Well,
that'd be
on,
great.
Come on, STLFC, get with the program here.
Yeah,
help a sister out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please.
We'd
appreciate it. You have no idea. Anybody, not just them, anybody in the soccer world that, you know, really cares about it and wants something successful to come out of this area, the fact of the matter is you got to help support it. And this is just one way to help us get it out there. And
yeah, it's kind of like what we were talking about, too, about how like someone's got like a restaurant or a bar and then like the friends show up and they don't want to pay for anything. It's
right.
Like, okay, yeah, you don't want to help your friend. Yeah, I want to get comp the drinks. I don't want to pay the cover. It's kind of like, well, why don't you help your friend's business and respect it and pay the cover and pay the full price?
Yeah, and do to others what you would want from them.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, whatever you do, I'm sure that you don't want people doing it. Like, you want to be paid for what you're doing. So
one day I hope to be paid, yes. I don't know with this team if that will ever happen, now, which is fine. But.
Fire Nice, you guys have been around for 5 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are very young.
Yeah, well, this is within the 5 years, we've won the Central Division twice now.
This is
our second year.
Second year in a row?
No. So our very first year in 2013, we made it. Except the way the league was set up, we had to go to Houston to play like a buy-in to the Final Four afterwards, whereas this time we don't have to do it.
Okay, so now you are, this is the first time ever in the Final Four.
In the Final Four, right.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped. And actually, I've been with three different WPSL teams, but I've been in charge of two of them, and this is my very first one went to the finals our very first year of that one, too, and that was in 2006, I believe. So I've been to the finals now twice, but with different teams.
Can you do us a favor and take over as manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, please? Because apparently,
I don't know if we get stuff done, but, you know, I'd be happy to motivate.
Yeah, you and Randall Grichuk, I can tell. I don't think your husband would be too fond of this, so maybe this is a bad idea.
Who is this Grichuk guy? I have no idea.
Well, we may be saying that next week if he gets traded, just so you know.
I know.
And you're going to be heartbroken.
What is wrong, Matheny? Like, what is happening? Yeah.
What do you mean? No, come on. He needs to go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, he's still pretty. It doesn't matter.
Well, there you go. If he can't make it as a baseball player, then he can make it as a model for Wrangler or something. I don't know.
Or for Fire Nice. Either one.
There you go.
I mean, as long as he's not expecting payment. I'll make a GoFundMe to help pay him.
Maybe he could help pay for the flights out there.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Anybody. Anybody.
We'll see if we can start, greasing the skids for Randall Grichuk to pay for that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, beggars can't be choosers, so I don't care.
Yeah, you
at this
don't
point,
care.
Anything is, it would be great.
She's not too proud to beg.
No. Well, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to tell people that you need help. I think it's a bad thing when you don't say anything and then you fail and then
absolutely.
You're humiliated
and
because
like,
you failed.
Why didn't you ask me to
help
you?
Why didn't you ask? Right, exactly. Okay, well, I'm telling you, we need some help. I mean, the tickets, especially last minute, you know how they are.
So
they're
expensive.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Yes.
And it's hard to find flights, especially a flight with, 22 available seats in it for, all the team to fit on one flight. And been rough.
22. I don't think that's going to happen. How you're going to fall on one flight.
No, we're close. I got us all on one flight for the way. Well, all except for three of us on the way there. But they had to wait and come late.
Okay.
Anyway,
the way back. But, I mean, that's not a big a deal. But on the way there, you want the whole team there at the same time.
Yeah. For the most part. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line. And Mr. 99.9% Mark joins us. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, Mark? It was hot. How was yours?
Yeah, it was hot. It was about the same hot.
Yeah, hot and miserable.
Hey, Matt, how bad can it be? I tell you what, I was watching that game last night with the Cardinals. Who teaches these guys how to run the bases? The three
apparently
teams?
Nobody.
I mean, but did you see that Matt Carpenter when he got thrown out at home, man?
Yeah, he wasn't any place close. And I, you know what? I can't. I mean, as much as I want to blame Carpenter on that one, I really can't because you got to put that one on Mike Schlitt. You got to know your base runners. So why you're? I mean. Matt Carpenter is not even close to being the fastest person on this Cardinals team. So why you're going to try to score him from first base? I mean, that was a double that was in the gap. But, I mean, still, come on. Don't be sending him the home plate. And they sent him the home plate, and he was out by 5 miles.
Well, that just shows you how valuable Jose Oquendo was, man.
There's question about that. Mm-hmm. There is no question. You can't say that look at the way this team has been playing the past two years, and Oquendo's been gone for the entire 2 years. There's got to be something to that. There's got to be.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm saying. Ever since he left, base running has been horrible.
Dude. Everything. Base running's been terrible. The defense has been terrible. A lot of it has been terrible. And from what I've heard and what I've been told, the reason why it was so good when Oquendo was here is because he was holding people accountable. I don't think anybody in this Cardinals organization does that right now. I know Matheny certainly doesn't do that. I think Matheny. I think Matheny likes to come across as being like this big, tough, super serious guy. But I think in reality, he's a substitute teacher. I think he wants to. See, you're laughing at me, but I'm serious. I think he wants the players to like him.
The good guy.
So he kind of, you know, I'm going to give this kind of gruff kind of, you know, exterior, but deep down, yeah, the players run all over me.
Well, how can Matt Carpenter call himself a leader? He mess up more than anybody, man. I laugh at that guy.
I do too.
He told me I was messing up.
I don't think Matt Carpenter's a leader on this team at all.
Right.
I think if anybody's a leader on this team, it's Tommy Pham.
Yeah, but he just don't have the experience, man. I guess he don't have the street cred to really be up and down so much, man.
Sure, but still, I mean, like, if you're looking at the way that the guy's playing. Right now, Tommy Pham is the best position player the Cardinals have.
Well, I said this before, man. They need a star on that team. That's what they need. They need a star. They need a drawing card.
They need a star, and here's another thing that they need as well, too. It's painfully obvious they need a bullpen. Their bullpen is god-awful. Their bullpen has given up 20 leads so far this year. That is the most in Major League Baseball. So there's a good – I mean – you could almost stand a reason that the Cardinals should have 20 more wins on their win column than what they have. I'm not going to give them all to them, but okay, let's be fair and maybe give them 15 or 13 more wins in the win column than what they currently have. So you got to get a lockdown closer. They got to get one of those, and they got to get a big bat too. They do not have they don't have anybody in that lineup that anybody's afraid of. Nobody whatsoever.
Well, I think Lance Lynn is today's number with the Cardinals. Especially with Clayton Kershaw going down, I think the Dodgers might pick him up, man, for a temporary, stopgap.
That's probably not a bad idea. When we have Bob Nightingale on 720, it's going to be one of the questions I'm certainly going to ask him. You know, what do the Dodgers do? I mean, they have such a big enough lead that they don't really need to make any kind of drastic move. Not that getting Lance Lynn is a drastic move, but I mean, they don't need to. They have such a big lead in the NL West, and that team is so good. I heard Bill Plaschke say that this is the best Dodgers team ever.
Yeah, I know. They playing pretty good, man.
They're playing really well.
But you know how they are in the playoffs, man. That's the thing. I look at them.
Especially Clayton Kershaw. As good as Clayton Kershaw is during the regular season, and we know that really well here in St. Louis, that as soon as they get into the playoffs, Clayton Kershaw is not as good. Absolutely. Well, I mean, he's pitched pretty well. The problem is that there hasn't been a whole lot of support around him. And another thing, too, is they keep pitching him on such short rest that by the time he gets out there, I think he's exhausted. They keep pitching him on 3 days rest. So he gets out there and he's just completely spent.
And one more thing before I get out of it. Do you think Derrick Rose is going to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
They're saying on ESPN right now that he's signing a one-year deal. Yeah. So to me, I think that maybe means that Kyrie Irving is going to be gone.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think he wants out of there, man.
He does, and I think it's kind of funny too because he's kind of using the power that LeBron created. LeBron kind of created the power of the player and how the player can hold an organization hostage, and that's exactly what Kyrie Irving's doing.
Yeah, can't blame him, man. I mean, you got to do what's best for you, you know, because he's like he probably seen LeBron's probably there one more year, and then he's out of there.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, you're not going to leave me here with a bunch of players that do not really fit the way that I play basketball.
Right.
So, as much as people want to say that Kyrie Irving is being ungrateful, I don't think he's being ungrateful at all.
No, he's not.
I think he's using the power that he has, and I can't say I really blame him.
Right. Okay. All right. Take it easy, man.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good night. That is the most docile Mark's ever been. The heat must have really zapped the energy out of Mark this weekend.
It'll do it.
Yeah, normally Mark is like just firing from the pulpit like Mussolini. Yeah. Though, you know what it is? You probably calmed him down.
It could have been.
That's what it
my
is.
My calming voice.
Your calming
my presence,
voice.
Presence. That's it. I am like the least calm
presence.
Person ever, too.
Well, I would say that, yes. I would agree with you there. You're not
pretty
exactly
high energy.
Calm.
No.
You're a little like a cat on a hot tin roof. A little like that. The Rice City Lemming is texting in, Matheny should try praying the bad brace running away. Yeah, maybe you should try that. What?
No comment.
No comment?
Okay. No comment. No comment.
I'm not expecting you to comment on it. But, I mean, I do think that Matheny is a pretty big problem in it because the manager sets the tone of the clubhouse. And right now, I don't like the tone of the clubhouse at all. I don't like the mood of it at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay if you're a coach and you're the good cop. There's got to be a bad cop somewhere. If you don't have somebody keeping somebody
Absolutely.
In control, then that's
it. You got to do more than just look tough and mean.
Yeah, you gotta make the players want to play for you. They have to fear you just a little bit. Not so much to where they're scared to play for you and it's uncomfortable, but enough to where they're like, you know what, I want to play for this person and I'm going to do the best I can.
I've always thought that Matheny kind of still thinks of himself as being a player because He's not that far removed from being a player. Mm-hmm. He still looks like he could play almost. Mm-hmm. Like, he's still in really good shape. He's not like Whitey Herzog, who's just some fat guy out there who can't even spit his tobacco juice over his own gut. So, I mean, like, look at some of those old pictures of Whitey Herzog. He's got that jersey's got the tobacco juice all over the stomach of it because he couldn't spit over his own gut. I'm being serious.
Well, why did they allow that? I don't understand. They're athletes.
Well, not anymore.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, why would they even do that?
There is not any more disgusting habit on the face of the earth than chewing tobacco.
So gross.
Yeah, someone who used to occupy these very airwaves used to chew on the air all the time and then would leave his spit cup in the office as a passive-aggressive move.
Do I know this person?
You do not know this person.
Oh.
No.
Oh, gross.
He's got the same first name as a cartoon character, Dinosaur Dog.
Okay, gotcha.
There we go.
Gotcha. Yeah. It took me a second. I was like, what? Okay, yeah.
He's in the Rose City right now. Surprisingly, he's still there. Can't believe it, because I did not think his act would go over in that city at all. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Shane Young from bballbreakdown.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. This is it. What? Lucci.